You're on.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ah, there. Are the other two coming there? I see one or two new people. Tiffany, right? And who are you?
Lisa.
Lisa. And you've never been here before, have you?
Not to you.
Not to me. But you've been in this room, you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So my first question is, did the two of you know that this is a metaphysical teaching? Okay. Do you know that it's a metaphysical teaching?
No.
Aha. Uh-huh. Do you know what metaphysics is?
God, not put that way, no.
It just means beyond the physical. We're using a power here that is not physical. We're using things that we do not see because we realize that everything that's seen comes from things that are not seen. Does that make sense to you? If it doesn't, it will. And the name of the class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. So we're learning to accept money into our lives. We're learning to be open to money and prosperity and abundance in our lives. When we have none or very little money or prosperity, or abundance in our lives, it simply is because we have not opened up our minds and our hearts to receive. We do not feel that we are worthy to receive. We do not feel that we deserve to receive. And we certainly don't feel lovable. So these are the three things that I teach so that money, prosperity and abundance will come to you. It has nothing to do with what the world tells you. It has nothing to do with working. Although working will bring you money, there are other ways to have money come into your life. It does not require hard work. The only thing that hard work will do for you is cause perspiration. That's what hard work does. There's a saying in the Bible, by the sweat of your brow. People misinterpret that all the time and they think that means I have to go out and work myself to death to get money and I have to perspire all the time. The sweat of your brow means to look up to a higher consciousness. That's what the sweat of your brow means. Because we're looking to this higher power that we are one with, absolutely connected to, that will bring the prosperity, abundance, and money to us. Now we see prosperity and abundance everywhere in this universe. But yet we refuse to accept it. And we say, oh no, I don't have it. But you have it all the time. All you do is open your mind, your thinking to that, and your heart to receive it. It's right here in front of you. And when we open, we can receive. But most people don't know that. So that's what we teach. Does that help you? All right. Then we'll start, as we always do, with spiritual mind treatment. When I use this word spiritual mind treatment, it's just a form of prayer. It's an organized It's just an organized form of prayer. We take a moment out to affirm or reaffirm what the universe, or this thing that we call God, already knows about us. So I will do this in the first person. And all those that are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. I am so proud of myself. I am so in love with myself. And when I am proud and in love with myself, the doors open. My mind opens, my heart opens, and everything I need, want, and desire comes to me. So I do that right now with a grateful heart and a grateful mind. I receive the abundance of the universe, and I am never without. Abundance is always freely circulating in my life, and I let that be so, and so it is. I have a client that Tuesday night, I said to him, we can call him him.
At least until the surgery is.
Yes, till that's complete. I said to him, are you still doing the affirmation, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me? He says, oh yes, I do that quickly in the morning and then I get on to better things. More important things, because he wants a new job, a new career, he wants all this stuff, so he does that quickly. I am here to tell you, don't do it quickly. That happens to be the foundation for this whole thing. If you do not like yourself, if you do not love yourself, you're not going to get something. You're not going to get it. So make that the number one priority in your life. How many people here are still reading the mental equivalent? That is the number one step in metaphysics. Everyone wants to get into metaphysics. They want to get into affirmations. They want to get into all this stuff. But they want to go to the top. You can't. You see, you're building your own consciousness. You're building your own belief system. You're building your own faith. And you have to start at number one. And number one is realizing that you are a wonderful human being. That you are completely connected with the universe. That you're completely connected with God. That all you are is God. But you're not all that God is. That the Creator and the creation are one in the same thing. You have to know that about yourself. And then you know it about everybody else. But I am never concerned what you know about anybody else, you see. Does anyone remember the 11th commandment?
M-Y-O-B.
Mind your own business. Yeah, Moses dropped that way down. See, we want to always mind our own business. We want to be concerned with what we're doing, what we're thinking, what we're saying, and how we are feeling. Not how everybody else. People say, oh, they're upset. They're not feeling well today. That's all right to make that observation, but how are you feeling? You see, you're always putting something outside of yourself, and you're trying to take care of somebody else. You see, don't do that. You have to bring it home to yourself. And that doesn't make you self-centered at all. What does that make you, to bring it home to yourself? It makes you God-centered. It makes you God-centered. You have to be centered in yourself and you have to be centered in God, which are one and the same thing, by the way. But every time we want to take care of somebody else, we want to take care of somebody else's business. Now, I'm not saying, you know, we don't take care of people, but you have to become your number one priority. And if you want prosperity and abundance, you can achieve that much quicker by learning to love yourself. And that's what the topic is tonight, is love, love of self. And we're so afraid of that. We're so afraid to love ourselves because we were taught that that isn't what a human being does. If you love yourself, then you're going to become conceited. You're going to become this, that, and the other thing, you know. But you're not. You're not going to. You know, I'm not suggesting you stand around going, I love myself, you know, although that feels good. But get a sense of who you are and what you're connected with so that nothing can throw you off that course. Nothing can throw you off that course. So look in your own hearts and minds and see, how do I keep myself from receiving? And you usually do it because you do not love yourself enough. And you can never love yourself too much. Why is that? Pardon? Because we're God. Yes, all that we are is God. But we are not all that God is. I always add that, by the way, so that people don't run around thinking they're the God. You see, we are some part of God, but we're all God. You see, God is not in us like a raisin in a cookie. We are in God like a wave in the ocean. Can you see the difference? And you're all that. And it comes with loving yourself. It always comes with loving yourself. This thing that we call God shows no favorites. Many people think it shows favorites. It does not show favorites. Anytime you see somebody with money or any of the characteristics that you want, hang around them. Find out more about them. Find out how they did it. And then do it for yourself. What we do to ourselves usually is our mind, this ego mind, says to us, oh, they have it, therefore I cannot have it. Or they're better looking than I am. Or they're this, or they're that, or they're the other thing. Don't do that to yourselves. Do not allow your ego mind to do that to you. Your mind, your higher self, always holds you in complete perfection. Always sees you as total love. Love is all there is, by the way. There's nothing else out there. Last week I had heard somebody say, and I was in this room, I believe, God is a great power. Well, that's quite all right to say God is a great power, because God is a great power. You know, I often say God is mighty. But God is also useful. Start using God. God doesn't care. Use God. But this thing that we think that it's a great power causes separation. We think, oh, there's a great power. If you think there's a great power, then there must be a lesser power than great. You look at God as all power. You look at God as all power. See, there's only one power. Yes, it's great. But it's everywhere. And it's the only power. And it's all power. And that's what we want to learn to do. The ego mind always wants to keep you in separation. It wants to tell you that you're different from somebody else. We are not different from somebody else. We are individualized expressions of God. We're individualized expressions of the one mind. But we are not separated. We're all connected. I often tell you people that we are unicorns. And we are unicorns because there's no one like us anywhere. There never was and there never will be. Now you think about that for a moment, about abundance. You see, this thing that we call God doesn't say, oh, I've run out of ideas, I think I'll just create another Dallas. God doesn't do that. Does anyone know what God really does? And don't say sit up there on a cloud in heaven. What God really does is makes all things new. God makes all things new. That's how we heal. That's how we do anything, because God's not in the repair business. God's in the business of making all things new. And as soon as you realize that, you can make yourself new. Everything here, you know, everything is done by the renewal of your mind, by thinking differently, and by thinking differently of yourself. How many people here think that they don't love themselves enough? Oh my God.
What's the way you phrase it?
Glad I'm not alone.
You think they don't love themselves enough.
Well,
you never love yourself too much.
You never can. But. Oh, that hurt me. Where was I?
All things new.
Yes, God makes all things new. God will make you new. But this thing of self-love, you have to do that for yourself. You have to know that God loves you. And if the only power in the universe loves you, what else is there? You know, it's the old saying, if God is for you, who can be against you? And God is always for you. So nothing can be against you. None of the circumstances that you're in can be against you. That's merely an appearance. And as soon as you remember that God is all power, working through all things, working through this situation to make all things new and to make all things good, that situation dissolves itself. It just dissolves itself.
When you said about making all things new, I'm reminded that our body regenerates every cell approximately every 7 years. And to me, that's not just resuscitation. That is a resurrection. And that if we have this consciousness, for lack of a better term, high enough, then we can will this resurrection. And that's a healing, too, that we can select that if we had unhealthy cells that they'll be replaced and cast off.
Yes.
All right.
Many people are able to do that, and we're all able to do that. We came to this plane of action completely equipped to live here. That means we can heal ourselves. We can heal ourselves. We do not heal ourselves because the world is very convincing. It tells us you can't do it. You better get a pharmaceutical company to help you run that stock up. But once you realize that you can do it, you can do it. You know, make it a fun game for yourself and realize that it's possible. We cannot go around saying all things are possible with God except. There's no exception there whatsoever. All things are possible with God. So when you know that, when you learn to love yourself, and when you realize, by the way, they have discovered, they used to say it to every 10 years you change, then they said every 7 years, now they're down to every 5.5 years, that everything in your body is completely new every 5.5 years, but like your stomach redoes itself every 7 days. Every 7 days you have a new stomach. Every, I don't know how many days it is, you have new eyes. Everything in your body does that. And if you can remember the resurrection part, resurrection is taking place in me. Not death and destruction and decay. Resurrection. All things new. God is making all things new. That's part of learning to love yourself. So when we say we don't love, when you put your hands up, maybe we don't love ourselves enough, but we're learning to love ourselves more and more and more. And, you know, people think, well, that means self-esteem, all that. All that's encompassed in self-love, in this thing we call love. But it's even more. Loving yourself means taking good care of yourself. Loving yourself means not having negative thoughts. If you do have a negative thought, please ask it to leave right away. We entertain many things in our mind that are mean, hateful, spiteful, and horrible. But if you think of your mind as your own living room, would you have people in that did that? Would you have people in your home? No, but you have thoughts in yourself, don't you, that you don't bother to get rid of. Some people have the same thought. It's been running around there for what? 30 years. How many people here can remember an incident that happened in grade school and you still think about it? Why do we want to do that? And it's usually something bad. If she wouldn't have said that, or if this wouldn't have happened, you know, and you bring up that horrible experience again. Don't do that to yourself. Say, get out of here. Go back to the nothingness from whence you came from. I love myself too much to have that type of thought whirling around in my head. I just won't do it to myself. And that thought will go away. But we get very friendly with it, and we think, oh, here comes that old friend again. Ha, 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 ha. That old friend is not a friend of yours. Get rid of it. Did you have a question?
I had a thing that happened 2 years ago where I had a not a healthy relationship. It was only friends, not anything more. And he was a very, very deeply disturbed, unhappy person. And it got to where all night long, it'd be message after message after message. You know, I turned my phone off. But at some point, I was like, I think I need to record this because he was threatening lawsuits over what. But I had to listen to it because it was on the cell phone to advance it. And it actually was really wonderful because he said all these awful things. You're fat, you're too old, blah, 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 all these different things. But hearing it outside of out of me, and I recognized that it was stuff that was going on in my head too. But hearing him say it and knowing how disturbed he was, I was just like, that's not true. And then that kind of evaporated for me.
Good. Everyone will have probably something different here. A thought that you hold about yourself, like I'm too old, or I'm too fat, or I'm this, or I'm that, or people don't like me. Any of those thoughts. Think a moment and say to yourself, who would I be without this thought? Who would I be without this thought? There you go. You see, it's the thought that's holding you. It's the thought that's producing everything. Remember, we live in a mental world. Our thoughts are going someplace and doing something. They're holding us back or they're pushing us forward. They're keeping us poor or they're making us rich. But it's done with our thoughts. And when we can say that to ourselves, well, who would I be if I gave this thought up? You can start to see yourself differently. Does that make sense to you? All you have to do is get rid of the thought. And it's only a thought, people. You know. It's only a thought. So you don't have to be afraid of it. You don't have to be anything. It's just a thought. Tell it to go away. Tell it to go away. There is nothing that you cannot have. And there's nothing that you cannot make yourself into. Because if you want any virtue that you want, You start doing that virtue, and it becomes yours. You know, we think, how many people, so many people are happy, or they're this, that, the other thing. Well, how did they get that way? They got that way by convincing themselves that they were happy. You know, people are sitting around for happiness to hit them on the head. Happiness is not going to hit you on the head. But if you start to think happy thoughts, you're going to become happy. And you're going to make that a habit in your life to become happy. These thoughts are always free-flowing. Last week we had, I forget the title of the talk, but I do remember I said I did I just talk to somebody? Well, it doesn't matter, but the expression was, which is what I call race mind or the world outside. It's one of the thoughts that we have. And it was, I'm keeping my head above water. How are you doing? I'm keeping my head about water. Joy, tell him what you said to your father.
Just, we were having a conversation, and how's it going? And he said, you know, I'm just trying to stay afloat in Southern California. And as I said that, I just thought, you know, I don't think I should be saying this. I mean, he kind of laughed, but I kind of took it back, though. You know, I kind of caught myself.
So that's the thing, too. We want to learn to catch ourselves. We have to become a witness to our own thinking. What are we saying to ourselves, and what are we saying to other people about ourselves? See? So when we change our thoughts and our words and the way we communicate, we change our whole life. We change our whole life. Make sense?
I have a question. About belief and manifestation. There are people who are walking around in a state where they believe they're the Queen of England.
Well, that's delusional.
Okay. How do you know the difference when you're doing this practice?
Why? Are you walking around thinking you're the Queen of England? If you are,
we all have to muse.
If you are,
you got the country right.
In trouble. You're in trouble.
But their belief is completely real for them, and yet it's not manifesting a.
Well,
it's,
they're not going to become Queen of England. No. That's delusional. Mm-hmm. And you can become delusional. You can do anything you want with your mind. That's the freedom that you have, the freedom to choose the way you want to think. And some people, they say, are mentally disturbed. I don't believe in mental illness, by the way. Although, you know, I went through it for years. But I came out the other side. I don't believe in that, you see. These people delude themselves because they cannot face the reality that they're in. So they fade into something else. Don't do that to yourselves. There's nothing wrong with reality. And when I use the word reality, I'm not talking about this appearance that you see. I'm talking about the truth, reality. Reality is God. Reality is love. That's all. There is no other. Am I right? Everyone thinks they have a problem. They have this problem, that problem. There's only ever one problem, a God problem. You only ever have one problem, it's a God problem. Anything you do in your life, you think, oh, it's because I don't do this, I don't do that, or this happens or that. It's a God problem you're having. How many times have I told you, if you're having a God problem, if you're having a problem, it's a God problem, and it means that your God is too small. You've got to throw that God out, and you've got to get a bigger God. Easy, isn't it? Frightful to think of, though, isn't it? Giving God the boot. But you can do that, and you have to do that. We're talking about a power that's absolutely infinite. And if you have a power that's all power, that's absolutely infinite, it has to be able to do everything. Otherwise, why would we bother to have a God at all? You see? And then you have to know that that power is through you. And that power is healing you right now. And that power is loving you right now. That's the main thing with this thing that we call God. We cannot, with our finite minds, understand how much God loves us. But we have to keep opening to that. That God loves us so much, never holds anything against us, always says, go for it, and I will help you. How many people remember everlasting? God is always holding us up. Everlasting support. Always. And that's another thing. But you have to start making yourself believe that. It's true, so why wouldn't you want to believe it? If you don't want to believe it, it's because your ego mind is telling you something else. So use that ego mind to figure out what's keeping you from having what you want. And then give it the boot also. And let this thing that we call our higher selves into everything and into your life. If I'm not mistaken, Muriel, by the way, teaches A Course in Miracles. She teaches on Tuesday nights at the New Thought Church on Whitsitt. So if anyone's interested, please see her, and she will give you other instructions. But if you're not familiar with The Course in Miracles, try picking it up. Try picking some of the things up in The Course in Miracles. It's a completely different way to think. But once you learn to think that way, your whole life changes. And I'm sure that in The Course in Miracles, they will tell you that there's always two ways to think. You can either think with your ego mind or you can think with your higher self. Now, which one do you want to do? And it's easy to figure out which one is which. Your ego mind, first of all, will never tell you anything good about yourself or anybody else. It will absolutely nitpick everything. You could have the most gorgeous person or statue or painting there, and your mind will look at it and say, it's gorgeous, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, but that blue is a little off there, and this side of, you know. It will nitpick, will it not? It yes. Nitpicks everything, because it will not allow you to see perfection. It will not allow you to see perfection. Also, the ego mind, when you're using the ego mind, does not make you feel good. You don't like yourself when you're using the ego mind. You may get upset in your stomach because the body, this body that we have here on this plane of action, was not made to think negative thoughts. It was made to only think positive thoughts, higher thoughts. But we put negative thoughts in there. If you run a car on gasoline, it runs perfectly. If you run it on kerosene, it doesn't run so well. So when you're thinking negative thoughts, you're it's like a car. You can't do it. So it's a clue right there. Oops, something's wrong here. So you change your thinking. You just make that choice. I am going to see what. I gave you that little thing, I don't think. William James. Does anyone remember who William James was? He was the father of American psychology. He said we must see good in everything. And we must make that so. I don't care what you're looking at, you must see good in it. I had a friend that I lived with years ago when I was 18 years old. Her name was Mrs. Gooch. And that was in Utica, New York. And she said to me, Dallas, there's always enough good in someone to cover up the bad. She said, there's always enough good. Look for the good in things. Look for the good in yourself. How many people are looking for the good in themselves instead of the bad? Like, oh, my nails aren't good today. You know? Don't do that to yourself. Look down and say, well, beautiful hands. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm going to tell you something about the hand. And this is, I think this is marvelous. I love these little things because it only affirms my faith more and more and more. Scientists have discovered in this hand and in all your hands, there are enough atoms in here. If they were to be released, they could light up a whole city like Los Angeles. Just the atoms in your hand could light up Los Angeles. How many people remember what the master teacher said, Jesus? You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You have to know that you're the light of the world, that you're lighting up from inside. You're letting that radiate out, and you're lighting up other people so that we all get lit. But you have to know that. You have to know that. All this stuff is a choice, and you have to make up your mind to do it. You're back from Texas. Would you tell the story?
Any story?
Not any story. I always pick them. When you were here the last time, you were going off to that meeting, that interview and so forth, and I told you to send your spirit ahead and make the way clear. Yes. Would you tell the class what happened?
Sure. Yeah, for the past year, I've been coming out here several times to interviews. I teach at a community college in Fort Worth, Texas. And I'd like to move out here because here's where my daughters are. I'd like to be close to them. And I've come to several interviews, and the last time I was here was for the purpose of going to an interview. And it was on a Friday. We came here Thursday night and talked about the subject of sending our love out and having our spirit guide work for us. And so Michelle and I drove to my interview, and as we were approaching the college, both of us were sending our love to that room, to the people in that room. And I sent my spirit guide ahead and all the positive power that we could possibly send. And when I got into that room, it was amazing, the feeling that I had as soon as I walked in. Everyone there seemed to love me, quite honestly. That's really the feeling I had. It was really quite remarkable. The interview went tremendously well. I didn't get selected for the position, but it did go very well. And one other interesting thing that happened was that the director of human resources called me a few weeks later to tell me that they had selected someone else. And I've never had that happen.
Do you know what that means, that you didn't get that job?
That I really didn't want it, perhaps? There's a better one?
There's always a better one. You're always moving from your good to your greater good. You're always moving from glory to greater glory. People get stuck with, oh, I've lost that job. I had a young lady, and you people may remember, her name was Mary. She came to me for counseling and for mental work and so forth, because she wanted a job at this university. And she said, "Oh, I have to have that job." Okay, we'll get you the job. They offered her the job, and she turned it down. But she got what she wanted. You can get what you want, and you don't have to take it. You know, God was not going to punish you for that and say, "Oh, well, I helped you once before. You're not going to get it again. I'm through with you." God doesn't operate that way. God says, "Okay, we'll get you something better. We'll get you something better. And something better will come to you. You wait and see."
I'm sure.
But I love the idea. And now, the other thing, he was sending his love, and he was sending everything into that room. And when he met those people, he said he felt love. Why do you think he felt love?
Because he loved himself.
He loved himself, and he was sending out love. And what you give out, you get back. What you give out, you get back. People want to be loved. "Oh, I want to be loved. I want to be loved. I want to be loved." Start loving. Start loving, and it'll come back to you. All these people want to be loved. Oh, please. Learn to love. It comes up through you, the love. It doesn't clap. You know? Learn to love, and you'll get love. You have to give out something first. Last week I was feeling poor. I was. I had my consciousness kept saying, "Dallas, you're poor. You don't have money. You don't have this." And I said, "Stop this." So what did I do? I immediately treated four people to, and I'll tell you that story too, to see Kitty Carlisle. Does anyone remember Kitty Carlisle? Mm-hmm. Kitty Carlisle did an hour and 15 minutes of singing and storytelling at the Geffen Theater at 94. She stood.
This is my line, Kitty Carlisle?
Yes. She stood, Moss Hart's wife. She stood straight as a stick the whole time. Beautifully done. And she was telling about Ziegfeld, and she said she didn't get a job with Ziegfeld because of her voice. She said, "I got it because of my leg." And she pulled her dress apart. It slit right up to here. And she put that leg right out there. Mm-hmm. 94, filled with life, filled with love. So anyway, I said, "I'm doing this." Why did I say I was doing that? Because I have to have a consciousness of prosperity. I have to have a consciousness where I'm giving, where I can feel that I can give. So I gave. Monday, a check arrived in the mail to cover the whole thing. It was $200 and some odd, that treat. I got it all back, which immediately I say when I'm spending that, "This will all come back to me, and it'll come back to me quickly." You write that still on your checks, right? And it all comes back to you. But it also solved the problem in my mind that I felt poor. And we all do that, regardless. At some point, we say, "Oh, you know, I'm not." When I do that, I think of something to do to get myself out of it. To get myself out of it. If you want to make money, spend money. If you want money to come to you, start spending it. If you don't spend, you laugh because you say, "I don't have any money to spend."
No, I've done that too much. I've actually spent a lot, and there's something missing in that equation for me.
Have we opened ourselves to receiving?
Maybe that's...
Not maybe. You have to open yourself, dear. And you have to know it's going to work. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, I knew it was going to work. I had no idea where it was going to come from. And I know, of course, I'm absolutely delighted. And I do a little skip and hop and jump when I open the mailbox and there's a check covering everything. Ha 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 ha. Works.
Well, sometimes I think that for me, if somebody, for example, wants to work on their financial prosperity and they don't seem to manifest it? Because I think, like what you just said from the beginning, it's not about doing necessarily something, it's about being. So I think it's growth in consciousness that is lacking. And so I think that is just as you say, that as you grow in consciousness, which is, from what you said, the healing of the belief in separation from God, that there is a God outside of us. So the more you realize that, that's where the growth is really is taking place. And then it will manifest wherever your heart's desire, whether it's for financial or relationship or whatever. So sometimes it looks like it's something on the financial level that we need to take care of, when the growth is coming from a different place, and then it will manifest. So maybe it's not you're giving the money and you're not getting it back, but maybe it's not really at that level that your consciousness needs to be. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing.
And it sounds very good and very feasible, and I think you're absolutely right. What people seem to think is that there's a God for money, and there's a God for love, and there's a God for relationships, and there's a God for creative self-expression. By the way, they're the four things. That's called the four legs of a table. And they're the four things that we do here, that we need. You know, creative self-expression, which means a job. We need a loving relationship. We need health. And what was the other one I said? Prosperity. Those are the things, but it all comes from one source. How many people do you know that can make all the money in the world, and they have all the money in the world, and they have no one loves them? And they can't find love to say, they can't even buy love. I could at least buy it, you know. I know where to go. But they can't do it, you see, because they haven't opened themselves, as Miriam said. You have to open yourself to something. You have to open yourself to the whole thing, you see. So if it's not coming in one area of life, look in other areas of life and start doing something so that you open yourself up. Does that make sense to you? And then I'm going to say something here. 10 to 1, your mind says, well, it hasn't come yet. This isn't quite working. You're saying, there's no time in the mind of God, people. There's no time in the mind of God. You're making that time. And every time you think that you want it now, you're not going to get it. Why aren't you going to get it?
Because it's coming from a place of tension in one respect,
but I'm going to give you the main thing.
Okay.
So you don't him and haul around there. There is nothing to want. Everything is already here. It's already supplied. There's nothing to want, people. As soon as you realize there's nothing to want, you have it all. Good, huh? You like that? Rhoda, what did you say last week when we were talking and we finally decided in the class that you have to make a decision to be rich? Mm-hmm. And you said your brother did it, but you had never made that decision.
But I never made that decision, and he ended up by being very wealthy, and I stayed where I was.
You have to make that decision, and when you make that decision, the whole universe comes and backs you up in that decision. This thing that we talk about, this thing that we call God, which I don't know what that is. I'm not here to tell you that I know that. I know what I know about God. You know what you know about God. And we all have bits and pieces. But even with the bits and pieces that we have, we can have a wonderful life. We can have a wonderful life. So just learn to build your own thing and learn to believe. God does not ask us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. It's done with the belief. It's done with your faith. Your faith has made you whole. That's the way it works, people. And it's done with your mind. It's done with your thinking. And yes, of course, it's done with the heart. Never leave the heart out of these things. But learn to love yourself. Learn to see yourself as the light of the world, regardless of what your ego mind is telling you. That you didn't play the piano enough. You know? Do you play the piano? I thought so. Do you think you didn't play enough? Do you think you didn't play the piano enough?
How do I do that?
People ask me how I do that. I'm going to tell you how I do that. There is only one mind. The mind of God. And I happen to use the mind of God. When I use the mind of God, I know everything. It's not hard. Anyone can do it, can't they?
Yes.
Anyone can do it. You just have to choose to use that mind.
Interesting subject tonight. This morning when I was taking a double bath,
he has two tubs. He has two tubs.
I started to ask for a healing, kind of just a natural thing I do, and I turned it around. I was feeling the greater powers of the universe and whatnot, but I asked for the love of the universe and whatnot, and then it kind of turned around to I'll love myself, and that's the least I can do. If you're all gonna, if I'm asking you to all love me, I said that I'll love myself, and it kind of, I felt a little bit of a shift, but it just was a different way for me to.
How many times have we heard the expression, you are the universe? Isn't that a song or something? Do I make this stuff up?
We step in the world.
Pardon?
We are the world.
Oh, we are the world. Well, we are the universe. We
just love that.
Yeah.
Consciousness is
greater. We're everything. And as soon as we realize that, yes, you start to love yourself. It's done with the love for yourself. Makes sense to everybody? So do it. How many people here have noticed that when you love yourself, somebody there?
No, it's just not.
Wonderful.
That when you really do that, really love yourself, that things come to you. Didn't you have that experience, Andy?
I'm sorry?
When you really love yourself, things came to you. Didn't you get that last commercial because you finally made up your mind that you...
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Tiffany, you were going to say something.
Yes. Well, I've dabbled before...
Now, I hate that word.
Okay.
I was a dabbler. But... it was really interesting because one day I needed a job. And I was at the Melrose Market, and somebody said, I'm even an assistant, and my eyes lit up. And I said, you know, perhaps I could do it. And I was going to somebody who's a hypnotherapist. I don't know if that's a bad word, too.
No, I'm a hypnotherapist.
Okay. So I went to him later that day, and he said, don't worry about your career right now. I mean, you could do anything. This is where you are in your place right now. But who knows? You could work for a designer one day. And I said, that is the weirdest thing. Anyways, so I stopped dabbling, and I started working for the designer, and then she has sent me back here. So it's...
And that designer used to come here, didn't
she? Yes, yes.
And the dabble made you do it.
Oh, and yeah. the dabble made me do it.
All right. Can you see, people, why when I say I hate that word? We do not want to dabble with this, and many people dabble in it. And they use it for a while, and then they don't use it. Then they use it for a while, and then they don't use it. Or they completely give up on it when they can manifest a parking spot. They say, well, that's it. I know everything. I know everything now. You have to use this. It has to become a way of life. It has to become a way of thinking so that you feel good about yourselves all the time, so that you love yourselves all the time. But don't dabble. Take it on as a serious thing.
Regarding that, oftentimes I find myself thinking more about the process of manifestation than actual creating an abundance, you know. And so I wanted to ask how can I do that? How can I be more involved in that and remember to do it?
Well, remember to not focus. To focus. Well, make yourself focus. And I want to go back a minute. How many people remember that I say, I am the fun and entertainment committee. God is the ways and means. I don't know the process. I don't want to know the process. That's God's job. What do you want to take God's job away? You don't have to know the process. All you have to know is to keep thinking correctly and let it go. It's, you know, it'll get there. Do you know the process when you mail a letter across the country? Mm-hmm. The process to get there? No, you just know that that letter is going to arrive, don't you? Mm-hmm. When you do an affirmation, you have to know that that affirmation is going to arrive. What's the process? I don't know the process. You have to know that that's it. As soon as you drop the letter in the box, you know that it's going someplace. As soon as you do an affirmation, it's done.
Okay, so that's half the equation. The other half is doing it consistently, because you're saying dabbling. I'm committed. I mean, I come here every week, but there are days that go by when I really don't think about manifesting.
Well, you don't have to think about manifesting all the time, but you do have to think about your oneness with God all the time. Do you get up in the morning and say, hello, God? I'm delighted that you're alive. I look out my window every morning, and I have morning glories out there, beautiful blue morning glories. Oh, hello, God. How are you? Thanks for those. You see. But I don't get out of bed before I do affirmations. I do those three affirmations every morning. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. Then I just go, I believe, I believe, I believe. And then my next one is, today I will judge nothing that occurs. Course in Miracles. Today I will judge nothing that occurs. Then I go have my two cups of coffee.
What's the first one?
I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And then I just do, I believe, I believe, I believe, because I have to make myself believe. You know, belief doesn't just come to you. Something, oh, isn't that nice? He's so... He believes this, he believes that, he was born that way. Oh, you weren't born that way.
From Gray Square.
You learn to build your belief system. You healed yourself, did you not? But it wasn't overnight. You had to work on that. You had to believe that. You had to know that, didn't you?
Yeah, and many different ways.
Yes.
Know? One time and pretty much unconsciously, the second time, by the time the doctor looked at me, there was no more cancer in the operation room, and the third time was a little bit a longer process.
Yeah. But you see, we can do it. Never, 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 never give up, people. Keep doing it. As I said before, this teaching absolutely works. If you work it. It absolutely works. And why is it not taught in the world? That I don't know. But it works. So use it. And tell yourselves how wonderful you are. Because I think each and every one of you is wonderful. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
A couple of announcements. First of all, there's a basket there for donations for Dallas, if anybody would like to give to this class. And next Thursday, Dallas is going to be out of town, so there will not be There's no meeting here next week. So please come back two Thursdays from now. And Dallas is also available for privates and hypnotherapy, and he's pretty amazing. And thank you. Oh, and I only have two tapes from last week, but I'll be happy to sell them to whoever wants them. Not one.
No, I have
that.
Oh, what does that mean? Today I will judge nothing that occurs.
Today I will judge nothing that occurs.
Good or bad, or nothing.
Yes,
then,
nothing.
No, you don't say good. Don't say bad. You just
nothing.
Accept.
That young lady, I can't do it. Okay, I'll find it. Can you get those out of there? I need to get these out. Oh, maybe they can out of there.
Thank you very much.
We're going to give you a present.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so
two
much.
Two presents.
This is,
what is this?
This is a Chinese
emblem. Oh, thank you so much.
So pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Shireen. What Shireen got, the woman who sent me.
Now, what this is.
I will be back.
I know.
And you'll tell
me. My ego was tripping me up.
Yeah.
Tell
me about Francis.
I will.
I'm going to see
what's in my diet.
All right. There's nothing there.
Oh, thank you.
you see.
I saw the party there.
What do you mean? You know that I don't know if you heard this part of it, but when we were driving into
the
community room,
terrible place.
Yeah. It's a place I wouldn't want to live.
You see a tent in here.
The college itself is very nice, but
Oh, yeah.
And you really debated it. I mean, we're tired. Even if they